Our guest of the cafe this morning is our wellness commentator, Dr. Velvet Womack. Good morning.
Good morning.
With
Balanced Nutrition.
Balanced Nutrition, N-E-W.
That's right.
Nutrition in Rockwall. Well, we've had several conversations on stress over the past several weeks, couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
And the specific area today is stress and nutrition.
Right.
The better nourished you are, the better able you are to cope with stress. So there is that link between nutrition and coping with stress.
Yeah, you think about your vehicle. If you've got your vehicle with a good oil change, proper tires, filled with gas, your car is going to run more efficiently. But what's interesting about that is we take that for granted with our own bodies. We don't give it the proper oil. We don't give it the proper gasoline. And that's what we really need to start looking at when we're looking at nutrition and how we're stressing our body. And just like with a vehicle, if you do not get your oil changed, or let's say that you're starting to reduce oil in your car is going to start being very sluggish, and it possibility of it completely breaking down. So the more nourished we are the proper way, the better able we're able to handle stress as well.
Mm-hmm. There's a line here in this article that says the body uses energy at a faster rate when stressed, which almost sounds like someone might say, well, that sounds good, because maybe that means I'll lose weight if the body is using energy at a faster rate, but that's not necessarily a good thing.
No, it is not. And the reason that it is not is because it's burning up your nutrients faster. Mm. So now you're really reducing that magnesium, calcium, phosphates, all those, the B vitamins. The B vitamins are considered our stress vitamins. So the more stressed we are, the more of those things that we're using. And if we're eating junk food and not eating foods that are replenishing that, it creates an imbalance that it's like a snowball. It just keeps on going.
Mm-hmm. Stress hormones tend to accelerate heart rate, increase muscle tension, elevate blood pressure, cholesterol, triglyceride levels, cause a cascade of other metabolic changes.
So. That's right. Exactly. And so we can't look at just one element of that. I have high blood pressure and then just try to treat the high blood pressure. If we really look back at it, we need to really look at the cause of what's causing the stress. Sometimes it is our thoughts, like we talked about last month. But if our thoughts are causing us stress, we're going to eat incorrectly.
Yeah.
But if we just take care of the diet, we could help the blood pressure.
We're talking with Dr. Velvet Womack, our wellness commentator. We're talking about stress and nutrition today. Many depressed people crave sugary and or fatty foods during stress.
Yeah, and when I work with my clients, I see it as two ways, that a lot of times when we take in that fat and that sugar, it's a comfort food.
Yep.
We just feel comfortable and we're trying to nurture ourselves. But that's the worst thing that they could do. Really getting the high fiber in, like having fruits and vegetables, will help to decrease their depression. But the more sugar they take in, the more that's going to create an imbalance, and the more they're going to want it, and the more depressed feelings they're going to have.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's a separate article that you showed me, and this one is very specific about certain things that we do having to do with nutrition that are not good. And number one on the list, drinking too much coffee.
And that's the key word, too much. Coffee's good for us. Mm-hmm. I mean, it does a lot of things like cleaning out the liver and all of that kind of stuff. But when it gets too much is when it creates nervous tension, and it can also start eating up nutrients that are in our body.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's a line here, eating foods that increase cortisol levels, and this is we're back to the sugars and carbohydrates and so on that basically make us fat as well.
Right. For every molecule of sugar that we take in, we are eating up 54 molecules of magnesium. Magnesium helps with our heart, our muscles, our brain. So we just have to be very careful. It's not saying that, sugar is absolutely bad. Sugar can create an acid environment in your body too, but we have to have everything within moderation. So the more sugar that we're taking in, the more fuel we're actually burning, even though it seems like sometimes it's a quick release. It is a quick release, but it can create stress hormones within our body.
Skipping meals is listed here as something that contributes to stress.
Oh my gosh, and I'm probably the worst at that because I'm so involved in what I do that sometimes I go and I'm like, oh my gosh, I haven't eaten all day. So we have to remember to give our body the proper nutrients all throughout the day, you know, not just waiting until we're on empty.
So stress and nutrition.
That's right. Yeah, we got to balance it.
They go together.
Mm-hmm.
Velvet, thanks for having a cup of coffee.
Thank you.
Okay. Dr. Velvet Womack, our wellness commentator with Balanced Nutrition in Rockwall. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.